Up next on Inside the Cleveland Browns, we sit down for an exclusive one-on-one interview with receiver and Cleveland native Brian Hartline.
Joe Thomas debuts his hosting skills on his hilarious new segment.
We talk with Browns great Paul Warfield, and we follow lineman Joel Bitonio on his journey through Cleveland's food scene.
All that and more coming up on Inside the Cleveland Browns.
Good morning, Dog Pound. Happy opening day.
Welcome to Inside the Cleveland Browns. I'm Dustin Fox alongside Sarah Kearns as always. And Sarah, we've got a great show lined up for you as the Browns opener just a few hours away.
I know. Let's get right to it. Brian Hartline has had a couple of really remarkable catches in the last few games. And here's what he had to say about the season and joining his home team.
Brian, obviously week one didn't go as the team wanted it to go against the Jets. What do you guys have to do to kind of bounce back this week against the Titans?
Well, I wish I could have played on Monday. You know, I think a lot of guys felt that way. The coach has made a lot of comments about how much goes into game one, and which is always the case, you know. So didn't get started the way we wanted to, but we're glad to be back at home. Looking forward to be back in our stadium in front of our fans and get this thing back on the right foot.
Playing in front of the home fans. This will be your first regular season game as a member of the Browns in front of the Dog Pound. What are you looking forward to the most about that?
Probably the noise. You know, I'm hoping that, you know, we give them a product that they get pumped about, they get loud about, and you know, we really can get everybody juiced up.
On game days, I get to be on the sideline. You've made two of the craziest catches I've seen right in front of me, and we'll start with the one in Tampa Bay. And
I don't think people. Did you think I caught it?
I knew you caught it, and okay. I called for a touchdown right on the sideline right away because I saw you got your feet in. But I don't think people realize maybe what a tough catch it was. You're running full speed. He was, what, 5 yards from you and fired that ball in on you. You got it, got the toes down. On a play like that, do you even have time to think?
Yeah, I knew I had. I mean, I don't know if you have time to think, but I knew as soon as I caught it that I had the touchdown. So I guess I was pretty self-aware of what was going on. But like I said then, you know, Josh gave me some time to get over there and make a play for him. The best I could do is make the play. So I'm glad I could.
And then the one, obviously, last week. You're on the ground. You've got one arm.
Yeah, I should have got the PI, first of all.
Come on, Mr. Referee.
Yeah,
but was that one of the better better catches?
Yeah, it was. It came out that way. I was just trying to make a play. The ball was in my area, so if it's in my area, it's supposed to be mine. And I was able to make the play, but it wasn't enough for the whole team. So I hate talking about it when it's really still got a loss with it. So hopefully we make some of those plays during some wins and we can really enjoy them.
Then it'll be much certainly more fun to talk about. Hopefully that starts this Sunday against the Titans. Well, you provide helping hands right there for your quarterbacks when you make plays like that. And you also have your foundation, Brian Hartline Helping Hands Foundation. You have a celebrity waiter night coming up.
Yep.
Tell us about that.
It's coming up in October. We'll have a bunch of guys and that will come out and serve the food to the sponsors or anybody that wants to be involved. You can get tables. You can come to the event. We'll have silent auctions. We'll have live auctions. So it'll be a great, fun atmosphere. But really, it's just about raising money for the Helping Hands Foundation to get some things back into the hospitals, to really be aware with kids that are in the hospitals and provide fun zones and iPads and PlayStation so hospitals can be a fun environment. And that's one of our focuses.
All right, let's turn our attention back to Sunday, Tennessee Titans. What does this team have to do to go out there and get the job done?
We just got to win. You know, make sure we keep either a close game by the scoreboard or, you know, get on top early and keep it that way. So remain in control, play well in our house, play our kind of football, run the ball better, be more efficient in the passing game, and really, in the end, erase game one and really just get everything started on the right foot come game two.
Sarah, Brian is a personal friend of mine, and I can tell you firsthand, he is a generous guy outside of his own foundation. In fact, he donated some fun, one-of-a-kind experiences to the Browns Radiothon.
Yeah, there were a lot of cool prizes up for grabs, like a fishing trip with Joe Thomas, going to the Cavs game with Joe Hayden. Take a look at how it all went down.
We were really excited today. The Radiothon was a huge success, and we just want to thank all our fans, the great support of the Dog Pound. We couldn't have done it without them. We raised over $135,000. Going directly to the kids of Northeast Ohio and some great programs out there.
This is something our company believes highly in, is giving back to the community. And to partner with the Cleveland Browns to give back to the foundation and youth and education was a no-brainer for us.
I think everybody understands our commitment really is real simple, and it's really twofold. One, education, because I am 1,000% convinced the best way to help people, help young people, and help people out of poverty is to give a good education, okay? And the second is youth football.
I wanted the audience to hear some tangible evidence of what these charities actually do for people. And I thought it was great. We talked to two parents. They had two pages of notes of all the benefits that their child had gotten from the kindergarten club.
Anytime you can pull Doug Deacon off the golf course on an absolutely picture-perfect day today, I'm telling you what, it's a special day in Northeast Ohio.
You come in and you kind of feed off the energy and you see that you're doing so much good for so many people. And we had the Sparkle cheerleaders come in, and then we talked to the people from the Adaptive Football Program, and it's powerful stuff.
It takes a lot of work, you know, and I know that the Browns Foundation and Renee and her crew have been working year-round, and it culminates on a day like today. And to be able to post the $270,000 number was fantastic. We're already looking forward to next year.
Awesome. Another win for all of the organizations that the Cleveland Browns Foundation supports. Dog Pound, keep it right here, because when Inside the Cleveland Browns returns, we sit down for an exclusive one-on-one interview with receiver and Cleveland native Paul Warfield. And we follow lineman Joel Bitonio on his journey through Cleveland's food scene.
We're killing it right now, guys.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Now, Hall of Fame wide receiver Paul Warfield, Sarah, he is Mr. Ohio. He played high school football at Warren Harding, college ball at Ohio State, and won an NFL championship right here with the Cleveland Browns. We sat down with Paul to talk about his storied career and all things Browns.
As a youngster growing up in nearby Warren, Ohio, I had an opportunity to come up to the old stadium and be a part of that. Seeing the excitement of even then, 80,000 people. I was wondering to myself, boy, would I like to be down there one day. Once I was drafted by the Cleveland Browns, I was just overwhelmed that I had a chance to play for this organization that I idolized and many of its players that I thought were legendary. I had to then live up to those expectations. I was initially drafted as a defensive back. Because I played in an era of college football, that versatility was as such that players had to play both offense and defense. So I played and gained more stature as a defensive back. So in coming to this organization for a mini camp, that decision was made that I would not play defensive back, that I would be a wide receiver. It enabled me to start as a rookie starter. And it enabled me to make a contribution, a major, major contribution, to the club winning a championship. If I could go back and experience my career as I experienced it, I wouldn't change one thing.
Mr. O-H-I-O, I know Paul Warfield will always have a huge spot in the hearts of fans, and rookie linebacker Nate Orchard is hoping to do the same, starting with this junior reporter interview.
Hi, my name is Eden. What's your name?
My name is Nate Orchard. Eden, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. What's your favorite meal after a game?
My favorite meal after a game is McDonald's. Don't tell my coach, okay? What's your favorite food to eat after a game, Eden?
I like pancakes.
Pancakes? After with syrup and butter? How many pancakes?
Maybe one.
Just one?
Will you be a famous chef? What you be?
Would I be a famous chef? The kind of foods I would serve probably be pancakes.
Mm.
Would you come to my restaurant?
What team do you look to the most?
I look up to Danny Shelton because he eats a lot of pancakes and I like to hang out with him.
I like to eat some pancakes too.
You can come hang out with us. Oh yeah.
Thank you so much for just joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
In 20 years, I think we might see Eden interview Nate again, only this time it'll be on her own show.
There's no question. She was pretty good.
Yes.
Dog Pound, keep it right here, because when Inside the Cleveland Browns returns, Joe Thomas tries to get you to have the best 2 minutes of your life, and Travis Benjamin walks us through his touchdown against the Jets. This week's three signs of success presented by Crystal Clear Imaging. Number one, taking care of the football and keeping turnovers to a minimum. Number two, pressure the quarterback, disguising coverages and blitzes. And number three, big showing from the running backs, opening up the passing game.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Eight-time Pro Bowl offensive lineman Joe Thomas is writing, producing, directing, and hosting a brand new segment for us titled The Joe Thomas Hour, the best 2 minutes of your life. Enjoy this world premiere.
Hey, this is Joe Thomas here. The Cleveland Browns production team asked me if I wanted to have my own segment on their show. And I said, only if I can ask whatever questions I want to whoever I want. And they said yes. So let's get to it. All right, we're here with Christian Kirksey, the greatest linebacker in NFL history, and we've got a few questions for him on the Joe Hour. First question for you, Mr. Kirksey, is what school did you go to?
Went to the University of Iowa.
Now, when you were there, did you guys ever beat Wisconsin?
No, we didn't, but we're still the better school.
Oh, okay. Well, the record shows that they're obviously better. All right, first question is, what is your favorite cafeteria lunch food of all time? We're not talking Browns cafeteria. We're talking third grade when you were knee-high to a grasshopper. What did you get excited about in school?
I got to go with the mozzarella sticks.
The mozzarella sticks, yes. A good choice. Yes. What about the chicken ring dings? Did you guys ever have those?
No, we never had the chicken ring dings. Okay. But it's pretty good.
Well, you're missing out. They were pretty tasty. Anyways, so it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you're at the local Leprechaun and they're looking for somebody to sing karaoke. What's your go-to karaoke song?
Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby. Yeah.
Okay, all right, I like it, that's good. Okay, here's some trivia questions since I know you went to a Big Ten school, so you're obviously very intelligent and probably one of the smartest guys on the team easily. So who was the first president of the United States?
George Washington.
Very, very good, very good. How about, this is the hard one to follow up, the second president?
Abraham Lincoln.
Ooh! Wow. Ooh, not even the fifth. He was actually the 16th president.
I'm not good with my president.
Not so good, but do you know what Abraham Lincoln was famous for?
The big hat.
All right, well, maybe they didn't teach history at Iowa. That's okay, no big deal. All right, we'll hit you with another one. All right, it's funny that this question came up here because apparently you're really good at dancing. So who's better, you or Christian Kirksey at dancing?
Man, well, Chris Kirksey can dance. Christian Kirksey is he's the ultimate dancer.
Okay, all right. So what's the one go-to dance? If you're trying to impress a girl, you've got her, you're talking to her like at the school dance, you're drinking a few punches, and you're going to show her some moves. What would you go to?
Oh, man, I probably have to just hit the Dougie real fast.
The Dougie. All right, let's see what the Dougie looks like. What's your version of teach me how to Dougie. Teach me how to Dougie. There we go. Okay, not too bad, not too bad. I know you're a big fan of the Montez Renault products. I can tell you're looking really fresh right now. What's the one go-to product? Look at this, he's got them all in his locker. Okay, so this is the go-to. What's the go-to product?
It's the face moisturization.
So you just put a little dab, like that.
No. Smooth and clean.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's what the average guy can do if they want to look like Chris Kirksey.
If you want to look like Carlos Dansby, that's what you do. You put this on. Shout out to Carlos Dansby, the founder of Montez Renault.
Well, that's awesome. Well, thanks for being on the show, Christian. You were the inaugural guest, and you did a great job.
I appreciate that. Go Hawks.
Now, if you want to watch the Joe Thomas Hour again or share it with any of your friends, make sure you check out ClevelandBrowns.com each week for full episodes and clips.
Now, one video I'm sure you watched a few times already was Travis Benjamin's touchdown catch against the Jets last week. Now, Matt Wilhelm caught up with Travis to talk about the 54-yard score.
I'm here with Travis Benjamin, and of course, we're going to talk about your big play on Sunday. So walk me through this play. It's 3rd and 19. You guys, it's 0-0 at MetLife Stadium. What did you see pre-snap? Did you expect any particular coverage?
We knew that it was 3rd and 19, so they were going to bail out and get out of there. So they eventually ran to cover 3. As I come out my break, I seen Kamadi face the other way to try to wide me out to the sideline. So I slip in between. I see Johnny lunge the ball.
Manziel back. Johnny loads up, looking long.
So I ran up on it, and it was 54 yards to the touchdown.
Down the left sideline. Benjamin's got it. 10, 5, touchdown.
And you got behind the corner and outside the safety, which led to the touchdown.
Yeah, so it was a single hybrid. So if Johnny just put it to the sideline, it was me and him.
The rabbit got loose down the left sideline, and the guy with the bad elbow threw a strike.
And you look absolutely amazing out there, as fast as probably anybody's ever seen you. Just talk about how the hard work of recovering from an ACL injury and how gratifying it is to have that touchdown, you know, the 89 yards on 3 receptions in week 1.
It was very tough coming back from ACL, knowing that all the hard work I put in to get back to the point I'm in now, to get my full speed back, and just to get out there and just work out with the Browns.
And a very special opponent coming up this week, the Tennessee Titans. Of course, everyone recalls last year's game, the game-winning touchdown.
Benjamin and Tate to the left, empty backfield. Here's Hoyer with the ball. He's back. He's up. He's looking. He fires. Benjamin caught it in the back of the end zone. Touchdown!
Biggest comeback in NFL history. Your jersey is in Canton, not too far down the road. How special is that, and what are you looking forward to this week?
It's very special. I went down there last year to actually go visit the jersey and just take a look at it. But this week versus Tennessee Titans, we just want to go out there and compete and come out with the win.
54 yards!
A very well-thrown ball by Johnny, and a great job by Benjamin of getting away from the secondary.
Boy, I'll tell you what, Antonio Cromartie looks about 55 years old on that coverage, Doug.
Now, in just under a month, Saturday, October 17th, Matt and his co-host, Nathan Segura from Cleveland Browns Daily, they're going to be running the Cleveland Browns 5K taking place at First Energy Stadium. Go to clevelandbrowns5k.com to register for your chance to beat those guys and earn one of these, the official race medal. Pretty awesome.
By the Cleveland Browns. A couple weeks ago, we followed lineman Joel Bitonio to Fahrenheit in Tremont for a cooking lesson with Chef Rocco Whalen. Now, as Joel's culinary journey through Cleveland continues, we caught up with him at the next stop, Dewey's in Lakewood. Check it out.
What's up, Dog Pound? This is Joel Bitonio. We're out here in Lakewood, Ohio at Dewey's Pizza. About to try some of the best pizza in town. Let's go and see how it's made. Come on.
My name's Dave Eigel. We're at Dewey's Pizza in Lakewood. Joel is coming in. We're going to show him how to toss some pizza, top some pizza, and I'm pretty sure he probably already knows how to eat some pizza, so that, we don't have to teach him that.
Dave, what's up?
Hey, Joel, how's it going?
Nice to meet you, man. Thanks for having me.
Nice to meet you, too. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate you showing up today.
I love pizza, so I'm excited to get down and see how you guys make some.
Joel, this is Tom. He's our kitchen manager.
Nice to meet you.
Yes, sir. He leads the team. He's going to show you everything you need to know.
You ready to make some pizzas?
Let's do it.
All right, here's the hat.
Oh,
apron.
Part of the team.
Yep.
Let's put the apron on first.
Your new uniform.
Awesome.
There you go. We're going to walk up. This is our toss station. We have the windows so all the kids that come with their families can see us when we make their pies. I'm going to show you what we call table work.
Okay.
So I like to use the base of my palm right
gotcha.
There and kind of go counterclockwise or clockwise. It's up to
try
you.
It
go ahead.
Here.
Yeah.
How do you spread it out so much?
Well, that's the next step.
Okay.
But after the table work's done,
yeah.
We're going to pick it up, and this is the part that everybody loves.
Okay.
We're going to slap it. And when we slap it, we want to turn it kind of 45 degrees.
Right.
And you're really slapping your hands together. Really slap it. You can get mad at it. You can slap those hands together. Kind of like I assume you're yelling at Alex Mack, maybe.
Yelling
in
Alex
the huddle,
Mack.
Yeah. Slapping,
he yells at me.
Clapping
I don't
your
yell
hands.
At him, yeah.
So what I do, I got my hands right here. I'm going to start like this.
Gotcha.
And I'm going to kind of flip it. And that's where that kind of basketball.
Like
yeah,
this.
Exactly like that. So.
So which way are you going?
So I start my hands like this,
like this,
and then I just kind of flip them around. Yeah, that's good. That's
fire
not bad. Yeah.
Fire.
There we go.
One more time. Oh, there we go.
That was the one? All
right. I think we got a perfect rest here.
All right, Joel, I think we're ready to go in the oven. When we get ready to launch, you're going to bump your board against there, make sure that pizza's still moving. The worst thing that can happen is when I get stuck going in.
Oh, you don't want to start over.
No. Kind of give the board a gentle shake at an angle.
Right.
Just get it going and pull it kind of back towards you as it's on the oven. Oh, perfect.
Man.
You're a pro already.
Oh, man, it's a teacher, man. We're killing it right now, guys.
All right, we got
here comes the pizza, man.
And the Dr. Dre.
Looks like I did a great job.
You did, man. That's good work.
That's really good. So, you guys work at a pizza place. You own a pizza place. What are you guys' favorite toppings?
Number one is and always will be pepperoni.
Okay, I second that.
You can't
I can't do it. If I had one topping I could have on a pizza for the rest of my life, that would be it. And yeah. I'd be cool with it.
I think that's a solo topping too. Like, you can get a pepperoni pizza and never complain. You know what I mean? Like, pepperoni pizza, I love pepperoni pizza. You can eat it every day. I think if you have a good gourmet pizza, you know, and you're watching a football game on a Saturday, college game, or, you know, a Sunday, and just enjoying a nice slice of pizza, I really think there's nothing better.
I mean, you can't beat it. It's, you know, American is apple pie, pizza and football, right?
Yeah, and there's so many ways to go about it. Like, when we got buffalo chicken pizza, it's like having the wings. You know what I mean? Like, you could celebrate, you could run around the room with a little pizza in your hand, you know?
You spike it.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's a quick tailgate food, too. It's just pick up a couple to go and take it down to the tailgate. You know, it feeds a lot of people.
Hey, thanks so much for having us. Great pizza, great place, great people. It's awesome. If you're ever in Lakewood, Ohio, come to Dewey's. It's an awesome place. I'm on to my next destination.
Great job, Chef Joel. Can't wait to see where he ends up next.
And Dog Pound opening day is just moments away. So stay right here for the pregame show with Andy Baskin and Nathan Zagura. But first, it's time to get pumped up with this week's game trailer.
Thanks for joining us, Dog Pound. We'll see you next Sunday, and go Browns.
Hey, we know what we got right here, man. We got something amazing, man.